a 2010 upturn at Cirrus Aircraft. What does that mean for the jet? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. We're continuing a conversation started yesterday between ANN's Jim Campbell and Cirrus Aircraft CEO Brent Wouters, who last week announced a particularly rosy outlook for his company in 2010. That news brings an anticipated question. What will a profitable 2010 mean for development of the SF-50 jet?
One number that really caught my eye, going from the Piston series now to the long-awaited jet, you indicate that there's 25 new production reservations for the Cirrus Vision. Are these replacements? Are they new orders? What's the nature of these orders, and who's buying these airplanes right now?
Well, let's be clear. They are net new orders. So if anybody elected not to continue with their position, these are 25 more than those that elected not. Now, we've had a few people cancel, so it is indeed a net number because those people had individual circumstances with their business or whatever. But those are just a couple. I can think of just two. But these are net new orders, and I think it reflects the fact that, number one, we set a price that's very attractive, and we did that back in September of last year. Ever since we embarked on that, we've had double-digit net new orders every month since then. And I think what it coincided with the fact that people were becoming a little bit more confident in their own financial situation. It coincided with the fact that people, Cirrus was still here and alive and kicking, and they felt comfortable with the business. And, it's obviously going to be a tremendous value. Our challenge at this point is getting the project done and continuing to move it forward. And that's what we're focused on.
Well, since you brought that up, what's the state of all that at this point? And with, this kind of confidence being shown, is that giving you the ability to ramp up the R&D necessary to get this airplane into serial production?
Right. Well, it's not giving me the ability to ramp up yet because, number one, we're taking a fairly conservative approach to our own finances. Number two, we are just beginning to see these deliveries improve to a level where we could contemplate such a move. So we haven't ramped up yet. But it does certainly give us the confidence that people are behind us and they believe in the long-term program and Cirrus as a whole. We have a big challenge in front of us in terms of how to get the program done at the rate that we'd like to get it done. And we're going through that analysis right now to figure out, where can we get certain things done with the dollars that we have and plugging additional dollars into that program, whether they be capital expenditures or operating expenditures. And we'll do that cautiously and slowly. But the good news is we are making progress. We're not making progress at probably the rate any of us would care to make, but we're certainly making progress and getting detailed design work done. For whom, with our employees that we're paying, they are really working well to get the design, the detailed structural design, the detailed system design done, where you design every rib in the wing, you design every part of the internal elements of the fuselage, you design every system, and that takes a lot of heads down time at computers. And we've said that there wouldn't be a lot of tangible external evidence, but we continue to try to talk about what we are getting done, and what we're getting done is detailed design drawings for every system. Mitigating all the risks, as well as some additional flight tests for known icing on the airplane, which are about ready to occur. So we're making progress, and we're ready to the team is very focused and very interested in achieving all their objectives for 2010, and so far we are right on plan.
Oh, outstanding. I had an interesting talk with Frank Robinson the other day at the Helicopter Association convention in Houston. Of course, Robinson is introducing their first turbine helicopter with a very competitive price. So they're looking at 2010, frankly, with a little bit more optimism than most companies in this business outside of you folks at this point. Right. But Frank had mentioned at the time that one of his biggest challenges was getting his aircraft financed. Are you seeing any improvement in that scenario at all?
Well, that is a challenge, I think, for his products, he's very much in the same price points, along the same price points as we are at Cirrus. And interestingly, therefore, the financial organizations that really participate in the financing are, some of them are the same. The challenge has been we really haven't recouped yet the extra capacity that went away when the first when all of the real estate mess began to develop in 07. One of the biggest players in aircraft financing decided to get out of the marketplace. And that's still, unfortunately, that lack of capacity is, you know, we have a reduced capacity across the board, and I think that's still impacting all of us. I can't say yet whether it is an improvement in the trend. We've certainly been able to finance, every customer for the most part that we wanted to have financed here. So we're financing people in higher numbers. Does that mean that there's, a trend that way? I can only hope, but I am cognizant of the fact that there is less capacity in the marketplace still. There's a tremendous opportunity for those that understand aircraft financing to take advantage of in this marketplace, and we just haven't had a party, a bank really come to the party and realize that.
I also noted that you had indicated that the sales so far seem to be evenly split between domestic and international.
Right.
How's that trend look for the future?
Well, I think it will continue in the same way that we've tried to diversify by being more competitive in institutional or flight training channels, and those efforts are showing favorable outcomes. We have been on a rampage for years, but certainly in the last 12 months, we have been very focused on all those other geographic markets that would rebound perhaps at different rates than the U.S., more quickly. And those markets where we've put a lot more personnel and a lot more investment to sell airplanes, that we've seen that trend really help us here in this early part of 2010. And I think that will be a bigger factor even as we go through the rest of 2010. So I think it's a very big factor. It was an on-purpose investment by us, and knowing that the U.S. would have some different dynamics coming out of this. So I think the trend will continue. If anything, we'll continue at that sort of 50-50 level. And some of my upside scenarios that I say I have better visibility on will include even higher international numbers.
In a moment, 2010 looks bright for Cirrus. What about its competitors? More with Jim Campbell and Cirrus Aircraft's Brent Wouters in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin Wasp GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're going to fly in the soup, you got to have an opener. Garmin Wasp GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. ANN's Jim Campbell has been getting Cirrus CEO Brent Wouters to expand on last week's forecast that the company may not only rebound, but may actually set records in 2010. But what about the rest of the industry?
Finally, Cirrus obviously has been in an unusual position in this industry since its inception. It's been an industry and technology leader with the adoption of new manufacturing technologies, glass panel, the parachute, and a number of other things all along the way. It's been one of the most visible bright stars in the GA firmament at this point. There are obviously other competitors out there, some of which are more competitive than others. Do you see the good news for Cirrus at this point being shared anywhere else? I mean, where do you see competitively any bright spots, and, or for that matter, who worries you?
Well, I've said for a while, somewhat quietly, and I'm, you know, I think willing to say it even a little more broadly today, I don't believe there will be, that everyone in our business, and I, you know, our broader business, but particularly single engine piston, will survive. And I think we're fortunate enough to have, you know, in my own opinion, obviously the best product and the best company and the best people and the best distribution channels and the lowest cost structure. You know, we're, I think there will be one other survivor in the single engine piston, and I think that they'll continue, they'll do well. But I'm not a believer that there will be a huge marketplace for a host of different players. So I'm not seeing the same trends go on at other manufacturers with the information that I have. I think we're uniquely positioned around the world in 51 countries today, and we're adding a couple new ones. I think we're uniquely positioned with the product that we have. And I certainly don't, it doesn't, I don't think it benefits us when others don't do well. I think I really do root for others because we want the competition and we want the industry to be very healthy. So this is not something I think is particularly beneficial, but I am not seeing the trends, at least with the information I have, materialize at other manufacturers. I sincerely hope I'm wrong.
Let me throw, if you've got a few more minutes, let me throw a sure. couple of quick questions at you based on some things that have happened in the industry of late. First of all, you've obviously put a lot of time and effort into lowering the cost of operation. Is that a pretty much static situation right now, or do you expect better economies in the future?
No, it's a static situation right now. You know, obviously, I've said before, we had to go a little bit leaner than we wanted to on some of the fixed costs over, you know, the things that we'd be able to make investments in the future with some of the people. But it's static. I don't expect any changes in that. I expect the efficiencies that we have achieved, and we've achieved many more efficiencies over the last couple months by looking at value stream mapping and all of our processes and doing that very diligently and achieving efficiencies with the people and the processes that we have. That's driven out a lot of costs. We need to continue that. That's what we will continue is the, if you will, the non-personnel side of that, where you're trying to get everybody that you do have working at a higher level of value creation for the business with better streamlined processes. That's where we're focused. So that trend will continue. We've already exceeded our goals for the efficiencies on building the airplanes. We're at the goals that we expected to be for some of our fixed costs, and so I'm very pleased with that trend and think that we will start to see the rewards of that as volumes continue to climb over this year and next.
Also, month before last, Piper kind of surprised everybody by making an agreement with a foreign manufacturer to take one of their birds under their wing with the number of changes and things that Piperized the aircraft in question. And they came off with what was obviously a very successful introduction that created a lot of buzz, so forth and so on. Is that giving you any cause to rethink your LSA strategies, and are you looking at or renewing any interest in that market?
Well, we are actively looking at it. First of all, I do congratulate them on that strategy. I think they made a good choice. I think we need to be creative, all of us, creative on our feet, so to speak, to introduce new product, sort of innovate in this business in both business ways as well as product ways, and they deserve a pat on the back for that one. They did a good job. It certainly hasn't changed our approach to our SRS, which we were actively looking at from period to period, and we have had some activity on that front lately. But it shows, you know, actually I think it's encouraging to us. So it's probably a little bit of a shot in the arm that the things that we are looking at and possibilities out there, the creative solutions, can be perhaps effective.
I'm going to push you a little bit here. So any future for the SRS then?
That's still to be determined. We're not ready to commit to it. Look, we have the way I look at it is I tend to look at things like we need to keep our focus and our eye on the things that are in front of us. If anybody thinks that the jet program is going to be easy from here and that we don't have our work cut out for us, they're kidding themselves. We've got our work cut out for us, and that's where we're going to focus. So I'm not allowing the organization to get too distracted. That's what we're focused on, and that's what we owe to the deposit holders who have entrusted us with their money. That's where we're focused.
All righty. That being said, Well, obviously, it was nice getting some good news for a change. We hope it continues. We certainly hope it continues for everybody, but in particular, it's fun watching the companies that innovate receive the rewards for that innovation, and we certainly like to see the aircraft like these continue to be sold and bring more pilots into the population and more business to our FBOs and ad infinitum.
Right. So thanks for your support. We're pleased with where we're heading, and we're pleased with the results thus far, and we're hoping for an even better 2010.
Well, I'm hoping so too, because to a certain extent, as Cirrus goes, much of GA is obviously judged accordingly. So we shall see how it goes from here on out. Let's stay in touch on this, and please keep us up to date on how 2010 proceeds. Hopefully, by the time we get to Oshkosh, we're talking about some really great numbers.
I hope so, too. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Jim Campbell is CEO and Editor-in-Chief of Aero News Network. Brent Wouters is the President and CEO of Cirrus Aircraft. Find out more at cirrusaircraft.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.